you direct from the center of the roller derby track at the absorbent color. Tonight, as we open our broadcast on the second last night of the roller derby, we find the boys on the track, hitting directly behind one another. And as we gaze at the large scoreboard, we find that the red team are out in the lead of the race with 203 points to 196 for the white. The accumulated standings for this roller derby award are 5-3 in favor of the red. And there's a jam started. It's number 8, Jim McCaffrey of the white team, closely followed by number 12, Hoot Lawson of the red team, who skates up in the lead, breaks his hand on his hip, and calls off the jam. As you know, at any time, should the skaters skate in the lead of the jam, they're able to cut the jam off by placing their hands on the hip. Just as took place in that last jam, when Hoot Lawson called off the jam in order to protect the lead of the red team of 2 points. There's Billy Lyons breaking on the outside, ladies and gentlemen, getting away to a beautiful start. The remainder of the white team are blocking out the red. Number 16 takes number 12 high, right on the turn, back into the back. Number 7 is coming up on the outside. Number 6 takes him back, and the Billy Lyons is away to about a quarter of a lap lead. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, during the second half, there's no time limit on jam, so therefore this jam may last for the entire rest of this skating period, which is about 5.5 minutes. Billy Lyons is away to a beautiful lead. He'll take it up there in front of the pack there, blocking out number 7. Tom Whitney was trying to get away in an attempt to get out in this jam. As you know, should Billy Lyons pass one member of the red team, he is successful in gaining 1 point. Should he pass 3 members of the red team, he will be credited with 2 points. And should he pass all the members, 5 members of the red team, he will be credited with gaining 5 points. He is out and has a beautiful lead, and just a few moments ago, in the last boys' period, Joe Evans was almost successful in passing the entire single, but he lacked passing Billy Lyons, and therefore the period ended with those boys neck and neck, with Joe Evans just directly behind Billy Lyons. Had he been given a probably 30 seconds or a minute longer, he may have been successful in lapping the entire field. Billy Lyons is taking those long, lengthy strides as he comes down off those high banks into the straightaway. Joe Evans has moved up to the head of the pack, is picking up the pace, and Billy Lyons at the present time, with approximately a little over 1 minute gone, has gained about one half a lap on the field. The boys in the field there, the red team, are watching over the shoulders, watching the progress that Billy Lyons is making in this jam. There's Joe Evans up the head of the pack, picking up the speed, traveling just as fast as he can to pull that pack to keep Billy Lyons from passing a member of the red team. Billy Lyons has his head down. He's bent over as he comes out off these high banks into the straightaway with a long, beautiful time stroke there. And now as he goes up into that high bank of the north turn, down into the straightaway, he's picking up speed with every stride. Number 6, Lou Stasek, moves up on the inside there, tries to block out Joe Evans, but Joe Evans is determined to pick up the speed of that pack and keeps the lead. He's still up there in the lead, picking up that pace, and there's the ref, the announcer. 2 minutes down, 2 minutes has elapsed in this jam, and he still has about 4 minutes until open house, which takes place at 10:55 until 11. Oh, Red Willis has jumped up there in the lead, has blocked out Joe Evans. Number 6 has moved up, blocked out number 7. The white team is slowing down the pack in hopes of helping Billy Lyons pass a member of that red team. Number 7 cuts out on the outside. He's got up that high bank on the inside. Pulls out in the lead, picks up the pace just the least bit. But big, long, lanky Red Willis from Miami, Florida, moves up there on an even with him, sticks out his one leg, blocks him on that turn, and is now slowing down the pack. Billy Lyons has moved up until about 1/4 of a lap behind now, and Red Willis is dropping back. Roy Gowan is out there at the present time at the tail end of the pack, but Red Willis drops in behind him, and it looks like they're going to put a play in the fourth there, as Red Willis is watching Billy Lyons. He's dropping back in order to pull him through. He's going to run interference for Billy Lyons. Billy Lyons taps him on the back, and now those two boys are moving up on the tail end of the pack. Roy Gowan is at the tail end of the pack now, as Red Willis moves up, tries to go on the inside. He gives him the elbow, first to the right on the track there, and Billy Lyons goes by. Billy Lyons goes by him. Roy Gowan once again cuts in front of Billy Lyons, tries to block him off as Red Willis cuts Hoot Lawson wide. Hoot Lawson has been cut wide, and Billy Lyons has passed 2 members of the red team. He's moving up now, and as Red Willis cuts him faster, he's trying to take number 2 wide, and Gordon Cleveland is taken wide, and Billy Lyons has passed 3 members of the red team. That's 2 points he's gained so far in this game, and he still has 2 members of the red team to pass before gaining 5 points to be successful. He has just about 2 minutes to go. His jam has been going on for 3 minutes now, and Red Willis is bringing that boy in through fine colors. He's out there with fine colors, bringing him right on through that line. And now we find Jim McCaffrey up there, blocked out number 7 as Red Willis goes on by. And the 4 minutes gone, ladies and gentlemen. And Billy Lyons is still up there, out there now. He has only one more skater to pass in order to gain 5 points, and that's Joe Evans. Joe Evans, the captain of the red team, is about 5 or 6 foot out in front of him. He's picking up his face out there. He takes off his helmet, throws it in the center of the track, Billy Lyons is pulling up. He's moving up there. Billy Lyons is about 3 foot behind him now, and he must pass this red shirt in order to gain that 5 points. Joe Evans is watching over his shoulder. He's trying to block out Billy Lyons. Billy Lyons is giving us two extra shoves on the turn there. Moves up almost on the inside with us as Joe Evans cuts over fast on the inside there. Blocks Billy Lyons out. Billy Lyons is trying to get by him. He cuts wide on the outside, and Joe Evans is still blocking him out. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, history is being made here at the Roller Derby tonight. Billy Lyons, your own Omaha boy, is out there certainly doing everything within his power in order to pass Joe Evans and gain these 5 points. Joe Evans is out there still blocking him out. I do believe the green light is flashing on there. There's 1 minute to go. There's 1 minute to go. 1 minute to go. He's trying to go by, but Joe Evans is fighting there. He's fighting him out there at the present time, trying to keep him from going by. And he hasn't as yet passed him. Joe Evans is really putting up a battle out there. And there, ladies and gentlemen, is 1 minute to go. 1 minute remaining. 1 minute remaining. And Billy Lyons is still trying to go by. Believe me, that boy is doing a beautiful bit of blocking out there. Joe Evans blocking him out with his shoulders, with his hips, watching over there for some other member of his team in order to come up. But as yet, there's not another member to help him. And Billy Lyons, goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Place his hands on his hips. And 5 points within. As I can hear the roar of the thousands of people as there's close to 7,800 people packed and jammed in the Exorbitant Coliseum. And my, how they're rooting for that hometown boy who really stepped out there and put forth a beautiful skating effort and was successful in gaining 5 points. At 5 points, ladies and gentlemen, places the white team once again up within standing of the red team, and are now only 2 points behind the red team for the standing in this race, and 3 points in the lead for this $100, or I should say $200 Roller Derby Award. Tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, the last night, there will be no time limit on jams for the entire evening, so you can certainly see that you really have a surprise in store for you. They're lining up at the present time for open house, which is one of the most interesting and exciting features of the entire Roller Derby. The girls are lining up at the starting mark. They're off with the shot of the gun. The boys are seated themselves around the railings there and must wait until they're beckoned and called onto the track by their partners. Then they drop down into the heat of competition, receive contact from their partners, and then move out into the race. They're allowed to interchange with their own partners as many times as they care to throughout this 5 minute feature. And believe me, this 5 minutes should certainly bring plenty of excitement and enthusiasm from this crowd. They're sitting right on the edge of the seats. They're hardly able to know what to say, ladies and gentlemen, as we look out at their faces with that big smile on, because Omaha's own boy, Billy Lyons, was successful in coming through when it was needed most and once again put that white team up into the running for this race. The girls are off for open house. And we find number 10, Tiny McDowell, the little girl of the white team, is out there in front by about 3 feet. She's closely followed by Bernice Abar and Ginger Paul, moving up fast in the second position. The girls are lined out directly in behind one another into a beautiful single file line. And, Ginger Paul moves up fast. Tiny McDowell weakened just the least bit. She slipped wide on the turn, dropped back into third position. And now we find out in the lead, Ginger Paul, number two of the red team. The red flag gets caught on Tiny McDowell's pin on her sweater, but she doesn't let that bother her. She tosses the red flag into the center of the track and continues out there in pursuit of number two, Ginger Paul, little girl from Miami, Florida. The boys are coming out on the track now, taking the changeover, and believe me, this is going to be an open house. The boys are up there watching, and Billy Lyons, although he was successful in gaining those 5 points, certainly has a tired and dogged look as he's seated down there on the far railing. He certainly come through in the nick of time for that white team, put them once again up in the heat of the battle. And now, as they come out the south turn, we find number 12, Alicia Gaines of the red team, out in the lead, closely followed by number 2, Tiny McDowell, number 10, Tiny McDowell, number 3, Bernice Abar is out there as number 3 boy. Billy Lyons comes out, number 16. Red Willis is coming out, and the remainder of the boys are coming out to take over the skating. The girls going up onto the high point of the bank and wait until they are recalled by the boys. Contact is being made at high speed. There's no timeout. There's nothing that stops open out. In the event of a fall, the other member of the team takes the track and continues for the remainder of the time. Nothing in regards to what happened. Even a penalty. Should a penalty occur, the referees are empowered to disqualify that skater from open house competition, but it continues for 5 minutes regardless of what happened. It's worth the price of admission alone, and believe me, the folks out here tonight are certainly seeing their money's worth when they send all this boy, Billy Lyons, go out and lap that entire field. The girls are seated up on the railings, watching the boys for that motion. The announcer is calling off 2 minutes gone, 3 minutes remaining, and Billy Lyons is up there in the lead again. It looks like that boy has certainly got the stamina of a champion out there that he is. when he moves around that track there after skating out there in that 6.5 minute jam and being successful in gaining 5 points. Number 12, Bruce Lawson's up in the lead. In second position is Billy Lyons. In third position is Joe Evans. And it looks like it's going to be a battle between these two captains. Tiny McDowell is coming down off the high bank. There's little Margie Richards coming down. Number 3, Bernice Avord, coming out for the changeover to give those boys as much rest as possible for that final 1 minute dash to open house. Number 12, Alicia Gaines of the red team. Number 5, Florence Rogish of the red team is coming out. And now the changeover is being made. Number 12 receives the red flag, goes into the lead, and moves out to about a 4 foot advantage point there in front of number 5, Florence Rogish, who is blocking out number 3, little Bernice Avord, trying to keep her from going up into that lead. The Reds are out there in order to get back some of those 5 points. And now number 12 moves down off that high bank. She's lengthening out her side. Bernice Avord is doing the same as she comes down on the inside. It's number 12 still out in the lead, closely followed by number 3, Bernice Avord. And now as they come down off that north turn, it's number 3 up in the lead. Bernice Avord, the little girl who's coupled up with Billy Lyons, your own Omaha boy, has moved up in the lead there. And Alicia Gaines has dropped back into second position. Tiny McDowell looks as though she is tired as she's dropped back into sixth position. And believe me, in open houses where speed and speed alone is going to tell. These boys and girls, all champions from over the entire country, are competing in this mythical race from Yellowstone National Park to Omaha, Nebraska. Tomorrow night is the end of the race, and the team having gained the greatest number of points during their mythical journey will be declared the winner of this race. There's number 12, moves up once again back into the lead, and now she comes out off the high bank of the south turn. It's number 5 moving up into second position there, takes over the lead as they come out of the north turn, but Amy Tabor, number 3, moves up with a long, lengthy stride, goes into the lead, and now number 5 takes it as Bernice Tabor slips coming out of that south turn. It's number 5 up in the lead, and now there's the green light, 4 minutes long, 1 minute to go. That's number 5 still maintains that lead. Number 5, Joe Evans, the boy, jumps down off that track, gets an advantage. Shove off there as he goes out in front of the field, but Billy Lyons catches a good shove off also, moves out directly behind him, and now it's going to be a battle between those two boys once again. It's number 3 up in the lead by about a foot and a half. Joe Evans moves up, grabs the red flag, comes around Billy's neck, but doesn't keep it from long as Billy Lyons cuts back with a beautiful bit of skating, cuts down fast, far on the inside of the top, takes a 1 foot around that turn, takes that red flag, and goes out in the lead. It's Billy Lyons, then it's Joe Evans. There's only 30 seconds remaining in open house. 30 seconds to go, and it's Joe Evans once again, grabbing for the red flag. He misses, but catches it on the second attempt. Billy Lyons takes him to come out of the shelter, and it's a nip and tuck battle between these two boys. Believe me, they are certainly the greatest of all skaters. Number 5, Joe Evans takes the lead. It's nip and tuck there, side by side. Billy Lyons has the red flag. Joe Evans has the red flag. They're calling off the second. It's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it's over, and the winner of open house. Team number 5, Alicia, Joe Evans, and Florence Rogish of the red team. And ladies and gentlemen, at the present time, at the close of tonight's skating, with tomorrow night being the last night, the red team are in the lead with accumulated points of 205 until 201 for the white team. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night is the last night, and be sure and be on hand early. And any of you who'd like to get your reserve seats, you may get them anytime during tomorrow at the Exorbitant Coliseum at Exorbitant Field here in Omaha. Your announcer, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 15 minutes, giving you the latest up-to-date roller derby news, direct from the center of the roller derby track, has been Chick Snyder, saying goodnight, and now returning you the main studios of KOIL.
KOIL, Omaha, and the Omaha National Bank Building.